Rainier Appliance Repair.
Hello, is this Kay?
This is.
Hey, Kay, my name is Chris. We spoke earlier regarding marketing for your business.
Yes. Hold on real quick. Have this with us.
Okay.
And you'll primarily be talking with him over it. I've already gone through and I did share the email with him. He was able to review.
Okay.
So, yeah. Give him just a second.
No worries. Take your time.
It's from
people.
Yeah. Yeah, the mobile watch.
Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug. My name is Chris with Local Splash. I spoke to your wife earlier regarding digital marketing. I sent you guys a breakdown of what we can offer your business. And one of the main things is getting you guys your Google Business Profile active and get it optimized so you guys are coming up as a top recommended option.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just have a few questions for you just to kind of verify just a little bit more of where you guys – I know I speak to your wife, Kay. She did mention that where you guys live, there's not very many clients, right? So it's a very remote place. But, she did mention a couple counties that you guys want to really target. And so the point is to focus on those counties. So what counties or what areas would you really want to focus on when it comes to – getting those new clients who are looking for the appliance repair?
I service Lewis, Thurston, and Pierce counties. That's kind of what I advertise. I'm willing to bleed into some of the other surroundings. But, yeah, we live in a kind of remote area of East Lewis County, kind of slash we're like 50 feet away from Pierce County. But, I mean, sure, targeting up here is great. As far as the Googling stuff goes, that would be awesome. But
okay.
If you're able to target more towards that, that would be cool. The problem that I had a Google ad campaign going when I first started out back when I didn't know shit about any of this stuff and still I'm learning a lot every day.
Right.
But when I set that up,
uh-huh.
One, my Google Business Profile wasn't working.
Right.
Still is not. But the Google Ad stuff, I was getting calls for a different company in Oregon, a different state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was paying for advertisement for a company and getting calls for a company that wasn't mine. Granted, yes, the name is similar, and that's a different deal. But so if there's a way to target to where my company is only being advertised in, areas I actually service.
Yeah.
Is a big thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing, right? The company's been around for 20 years and I've been here 7 years personally. Look, Google ads are okay, right? And the reason why I say they're okay because we sell them as well as Google partners, but one of the things I was talking to Kay about, and then maybe you guys, this is something you guys can look into the near future. There's a new program in for Google, right, on their platform, and it's called Google Verified. So Google Verified is pretty much like a pay per lead service, so that's a little bit different than Google Ads because with Google Ads that's like pay per click. So the difference between those two is that the pay-per-lead, you have way more visibility, way more control, and if it's a lead that, it's out of your service area or they're calling for something you don't do, you get that credited back. So it's 100% trackable and disputable just, in case it doesn't pan out. So that's the difference between that. So you guys can always upgrade that into the future, but just to give you an idea of how much a lead is in your area, which I was actually shocked. I think it was about $15 to $20 a lead. Let me just double check just to give you exact numbers. But that's something that I would lean towards more than the Google Ads, which is, Google Ads are hit or miss, but they really work for the larger companies like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and all that, But when it comes to you know, small to medium-sized businesses, what really works and Google really started going, you know, 100% towards is the Google Verify, which is the pay-per-lead type of service. So that's something you guys can do at any moment. Yeah, so it's $15 to $20 per lead, which is not bad at all for your industry, which is appliance repair.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm paying now for.
Mm-hmm.
I've Angie's List.
Right, gotcha,
now.
Gotcha. Right.
That's kind of where I'm at there. I pay a kind of a lump deal all at once rather than a per lead, but it kind of calculates out all the things.
Got it, yeah. So that's something you could always do and compare it to what Angie's doing. So, but that's one of the newest things that services that Google came up with. And the reason why is because they saw that Thumbtack, Angie's, HomeAdvisor, the same company, Porsche House, these other paper lead services. What they do is it's brilliant. They buy a listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to your competitors. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on, you know, the industry and so forth. But that's something that you guys can always do down the line if you want to switch to the kind of Google Verify service, which is a Google Leads, paper lead. As far as what we would do here is, number one is get your Google Business Profile active and get it running because it was suspended or it was never able to get verified because of the address. I know that Kay was telling me you guys were having a bit of an issue. And we're not going to showcase your address, you know, because you don't want anybody going to your house, right?
Right.
She told me stories about people trying to go in there, like taking a, I think, a, I don't know if it was a washing machine or something. So we'll be able to do that for you.
Okay. I mean, I haven't been able to get a hold of Google to fix any of that, and it's been a whole thing, and the address has been a big part of it, so I've been trying to change all that, but that's been a whole nightmare in itself. But, I mean, if you have a way to fix that and can show and make that fit, I've had a bunch of people tell me that they've been able to fix it and nothing's happened. So, sorry to be a little skeptical and
you're fine.
Standoffish. So,
you're completely fine. I take no offense to it whatsoever. The most important thing here, like I shared with Kay and also within the email, is just doing business with the right company. So the difference between us and a lot of these other companies is that you gotta look at their credentials. So in the email I sent you guys the partnership badge. So I'll take you directly to Google's website. So we're able to go into the back office, talk to one of their live reps, and really get that Google Business Profile verified and active. That's the number one step we have to take. Number two.
How do you guys know we got a hold of a live rep? Because I called like 18 different people and nobody was actually able to deal with the Google Business Profile.
Right.
It was all about Google Ads. They were just trying to sell me more ads.
Of course you're going to try to sell it. Yeah. So we're Google partners. So we've been in partners with them for about 10 years. So what Google does is they focus on the big corporations like Nike, Adidas, Apple, Samsung, right? These guys are spending millions of dollars, okay? So what they do is they partner with companies like ours. There's about 40 different channel partners in the U.S., and we're one of them. And what we do is we help the small to medium-sized businesses. So Google has been suspending a lot of profiles because of the whole AI thing, or sometimes it's very difficult to get your profile verified. So we have access to their reps. We call in and, you know, we get a hold of them and get that taken care of without any issues. That's what we do. So yeah,
you you guys basically verify that we're worth their time.
I don't want to make it sound like that, but you know, we can do it more. Yeah,
I got you. No, that's fine. Hey, I get it. I'm just, you know, I'm out here, you know, doing little stuff. I'm not making millions yet.
That's a good spirit, good mindset right there. I love it. Also, Kate was telling me a lot of good stuff about your business. You used to work for another company that's a big competitor of yours, and she did mention that you guys really pride yourself on honesty and just being very transparent. And that's really good to hear because not a lot of companies nowadays do that, to tell someone they can actually better replace it than fix it. So I put that in the notes. That's really good to hear. As far as what you guys do, you know?
No, we're just trying to get out there, and I've been really actually starting to get really busy, so, which is
really
nice, and this sounds like whatever you guys are able to help me. Well, just getting verified on Google and showing up when people Google for appliance repair, that's really been my next step in what I've been needing. So
okay, got it.
How? So it kind of sounds like, is this basically what the sponsored ads are? So if I Google appliance repair, I show up in that sponsored section at the top. Is that what this is?
So, great question. So this would be the map section. So first and foremost, there's two sections of Google. There's a sponsor section, which is the Google Verified, which is the pay-per-lead I was talking about. That's something you guys can do now, or you can always do down the road. It's completely up to you guys. So to get verified in the sponsor section, that's the $15 to $20 per lead. And then there's the one-time application fee. So what Google does is they do a background check to make sure you don't have anything on your background, like, you know, armed robbery, arson, murder, you know, things like that, right?
And then, yeah, and he did the same thing.
There you go. Okay, so they're kind of doing something similar. It's through Pinkerton or Evidence. Those are the two background check companies. And then after that, what they do is they, goodness gracious, they do check your licensing and insurance to make sure everything's good to go there and your business is registered and you're a legal citizen, right? So maybe you don't want to just put someone that doesn't have the, you know, do business here legally and so forth. So then once you're approved, then you would be able to start paying for those leads. But yeah, that's the sponsor section. What we're talking about currently is getting you your first and foremost your Google business profile verified and active, and then getting it programmed for the keywords. So when anyone's typing in, you know, appliance repair, whether it's dishwasher, refrigerator, if they're doing wine cooler or anything like that, then you would pop up on that map section in different areas, not just your own city, right? That's what we're doing here. You can always upgrade to the Google Verified whenever you like. The difference in the price is it's $299 to start for the what we're talking about now. If you want to do the Google Verified, that application fee is $250. And then after that application fee, then you would pay for the lead.
That's okay. Yeah, and I'm fine with waiting on that stuff. That's
yeah, cool. You can always, yeah, once again, the first, number one thing is getting tackling is that Google business profile and getting it optimized so you can see results from that. Okay, so and your full first name, your last name is Taylor, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, Douglas James Taylor.
Okay, Douglas. Okay, so is it okay to put both you guys on the account, or do you want me just to have you as far as, like, the point of contact?
No, you can have her. That's fine, because I have her handle a lot of my office stuff. I'm not trying to fix shit well. She's handling all this stuff.
Love it. Okay, sounds good. So put her and then put you as a contact just in case, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm fine, Douglas. And then, so I
now,
just kind of, go ahead.
No, sorry. Do what you're – I've got more things that I've – but, yeah, do your thing. Ask your questions.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. If you have something that you need a clarification, I can definitely do that. It's not an issue.
No, you're good. So I set up my Google business profile. I put in there a lot of that keyword stuff, mm-hmm. but since I've been locked out, I haven't been able to mess with any of it. And I tried to load pictures to it and a logo, and it didn't do any of that. So I know that's probably part of why my thing didn't verify. So I have since gotten professional pictures done so that I have pictures to put on my Google business profile.
Nice.
Because I know that's a big thing.
Oh, it is.
So I'm hoping that'll help. And then I've built my own website. I just, you know, did it on Wix. And anyway, the website you see is not what it will be. That's a very simplified version. After I learned what a lot of the stuff with search engine optimization and all that stuff, which I'm sure is a big part of you guys' kind of deal. So I'm currently revamping the entire website so that it's optimized for that. So I'm hoping I'll show up more in Google just with that once I'm finished there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the website you currently have right now, what we can do is we can attach it to your Google business profile. We can upload pictures of work that you've done. Like you said, you just took professional pictures. Make sure we put your hours of operation. So we'll make sure we get you all squared away as far as that on Google. That's not an issue. That's what we would be doing. As far as your website, one thing I do see and is some of the lettering cuts off a little bit, but other than that, it looks pretty good. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You have your home about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lettering cuts off because I, again, was still learning how to build it, so I built it on a widescreen monitor. So when you go to move it on a normal screen, it cuts off. So
yeah.
I've since figured out how to fix that, and my new version, that's changed. That's
got it, got it.
So
that's awesome.
I just haven't published it yet because it's not finished.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's definitely not an issue. As far as the services you offer, so you're pretty much everything that's on your website, like refrigerators, freezers, ice makers, wine coolers, rain hoods, you know, trash compactors, all that, right? You're doing that?
Yep.
Okay, got it. It cuts off a little bit on the left end, so I'm pretty sure it's washers, maybe dryers, microwaves. I don't know if that says ranges or I don't know. And something tops.
Cooktops.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I'm just putting those as just keywords. And then what we're going to do, right, is we're not – the good thing about us is that we're Google partners. We're going to be able to see what people are actually typing in the area. We're not going to, like, second guess what people are typing in. So that's a really good thing. We're going to be able to go into Google's back office and analytics to make sure we're getting you programmed into the right keywords. So that's, that's another plus, too. And then give me one second. Just typing in this information here for the technicians here, coolers. Anything else that you see that's not on your website that you want to focus on this year?
As far as, I mean, I have to just...
Yeah, any other stuff you feel like would you fix or you, you know, as far as services, you know, anything like that I'm missing that's not, besides the things that you have on your website?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
I mean, gas conversions.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think that may or may not be on that iteration of the website. But
yeah,
I know it's on my new version.
Okay, got it. I can do that. Okay. And then got it. Okay. Gas conversions. Okay, cool. I got that. And then, so you did mention, I saw here in the notes, putting in the notes that you're doing Pierce, Thurston, and Lewis County, right?
Counties. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. We'll put that there for the target areas. Okay, and you guys are licensed and insured, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Good to see. And, okay. Do you guys have anything else besides your this is something I was talking to Kay about, and I don't see anything else besides the website and the and your home advisor. Do you guys have a Facebook business page by chance currently?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for the rest of my pictures to come in to go make my Facebook profile.
Okay, cool. So what we do as part of our service that's included with this is we run Facebook retargeting ads. So I don't know if you've ever experienced when you're looking for something on Google or Amazon, then all of a sudden that pops up on your Facebook feed. Let's say you're looking for shoes or a watch or something, right?
I'll be honest, I've never had a Facebook.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm a very anti-social media person.
Okay.
But
okay.
I know as a business owner, I'm going to have to switch my views a little bit.
Okay.
But I literally I've never used Facebook or I had MySpace back in the day when I was in like middle school, but that was the extent of my social media.
Yeah, same here. I had to get a Facebook just because of, you know, friends and work, but I don't have any of the Instagram or TikTok or all that stuff that's going on nowadays. I'm in my early 40s, so you know, I don't really do all that. But as far as business, it does help out because it does retarget an ad, and the more they see your business, the better opportunities, right? So let's say I was talking to my wife and I looked stuff on Google, then all of a sudden I go on my Facebook, and then your company will populate because I was searching for appliance repair. So that's another form of marketing that's really good. So it'll definitely help out as well. What this will also do is we'll put you on platforms like Amazon Alexa, Google Home. We'll put you on Bing, which is another search engine, and then also include Yelp. So we're going to program Yelp with Apple Maps. I don't know if you're an iPhone user or not, but, you know, when you go look for stuff, Yelp will show up as well as a platform. So we'll make sure we get you programmed in on those as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. So I got a lot of these things here. The email that I got for the business is I think it's your wife, kc.taylor, right, at Rainier Appliances Repair.
Rainier Appliance Repair.
Rainier, yep. Got it. All right, so I got that. And then, so as far as the business address, so once again, we're not going to showcase it online. I do see the 127, but I don't know if that's like the where the business is like located. Is that correct?
So the 127, mm-hmm. Michelle, it's a PostNet. It's a it's like a UPS store essentially.
Got it. Okay. Do you guys have a physical address? And once again, we're not going to show it. Google is just going to ask for it. That's all.
Right. No, I'm trying to. So this is where all my issues with the Google stuff has stemmed from.
Mm-hmm.
So the 127 Michelle is, I was told this would solve all of my problems, was mm-hmm. to go sign up for this and do the private mailbox. And then I would get, because then it would be a physical address with a suite number, and then that was supposed to be my quote-unquote business address for everything, and then that would get me past all this Google bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And
who
apparently...
Who told you that, if you don't mind me asking?
A customer of mine who set up his own multiple other businesses that had the same problem, and that's how he fixed it.
Interesting, okay.
So I've tried to change all of my addresses to that. Granted, it's nice having that because then I can send all my business stuff to that address instead of it being my personal P.O. box because I can't get mail at my house.
Right.
So that's why I have that address. But, of course, now the Secretary of State won't accept that address to change it in the first place. So I'm still stuck at square one with Google seeing that I have multiple addresses.
Right.
And that's part of why I got flagged, to my understanding.
Right. That's not an issue. Once again, we're going to be able to explain that to them. Google will suspend your Google business profile for multiple reasons. It's ridiculous. The reason why is for the past 2 years, the whole AI stuff became really relevant. So now anything that's not consistent or something changes, they're going to flag it and they're going to suspend it without notice.
Right. The problem is they don't tell you why.
I know.
Or
I
any of that
it's
stuff.
Horrible.
And there's nobody to tell you how to fix it. So I've been sitting here for 2 months not being able to do anything with it. So,
yeah.
But anyway, back to answering your question. So what would be the best solution to put as the address then? Do you
gotcha.
Want my – because right now – the office is my house. It's in my house. That's where I operate out of. I don't have a storefront or a business location other than I operate out of my house.
Yeah, you're not a brick and mortar. Yeah, so what I need is your home address. Once again, we're gonna hide that. We're not gonna show
right.
that online whatsoever. What Google, just to clarify, I want you to just be like, you know, understand the way it works is Google needs an actual physical address. Any PO boxes or anything like that, Google won't take it at all whatsoever. So it has to be a physical address. And once again, that's just to verify that the business is there. But you're not a brick and mortar, so we're not going to show your address. It's not like you're like a burger place or, you know, you're selling, you know, tile out of a shop or something, right? So we would need a physical address. So if you can give me that, I can put it in there and we'll be able to verify you that way.
Okay. So it's 102.
Okay.
Cabin. Like a cabin in the woods, cabin court.
Okay.
Mineral, Washington, 98355.
98355, gotcha. Okay. All right, I got that here. Okay, so I got a lot of these notes here for the most part for our technician. Let's see, wait. Give me 1 second. It is 3 p.m. right now. Let me see if they have any appointments available as far as our – what we do is we do what's called an onboarding call, and this is where everything gets, you know, across the T's and dot the I's, and then we get Google on the line to get your Google business profile suspended, which is good. So we'll be able to do that with you on the phone. Now, I don't have any appointments today. I have an appointment starting on Monday from 8 a.m. all the way until 1 p.m. So what time would work for you on Monday best, you would say? It's only
does that mean they're going to
mm-hmm.
they're going to call me anytime between 8 and 5, or?
You could choose a time. So I got 8:30, here's the times I got, 8:30, 9 a.m., 9:30, 10, 11, and 1 p.m.
Let's do 8:30.
Okay, perfect. Let me do 8:30 real quick. Okay. And I'm sending a, is it okay if I use the KC.Taylor to send in a client onboarding invitation, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, cool. I'll use that. All right. So then I'll put that. And then, so are both of you guys going to be on the phone for that onboarding call, or would it just be yourself or Kate?
Yeah, I'll make sure she's there too.
Okay, awesome. So we'll do that. I'll put both of you guys here. As far as that, okay, so, all right, last one. Okay. All right, so that should, you should have received, or Kay should have received an invitation for that onboarding call. I pretty much got a lot of these notes here for the technician and what we got to work on as far as keywords. They're going to do the homework to make sure that we get you found for the right places and the right keywords as well. So everything's pretty much done here. Like I mentioned, Kay, the initial investment you're looking at is $299, and then it's $299 every month after that. So and I waived the setup fee just because you guys have everything in place already. All it would be is just getting your programming done and then getting you on other platforms so that way you have as far as, like, the essential marketing things that you guys need to be on Google and rank. So I was able to do that for you guys. And then to cover the initial investment of the $299, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I can use a Visa. I'm assuming a lot of this can be changed at any time, and I'm assuming the base is that local map programming, maintenance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another part on here for a Facebook ad. Since I don't have a Facebook or any of that stuff set up, and it might be a little bit, I don't really need to have Facebook ads on there. Is that something I can take off and then add later?
Yeah, so our packages include that Facebook listing. I don't got a local-only package. What we do is well, let me ask you a question.
Because it has it split up, it shows one line item for $199 for local mapping, and then the next line item has Facebook ads separate for another $100.
Right, right. So the $299, that's how the package is divided, and that's we don't have anything. So I can't offer you just a local only. It has to be bundled with the ads, and that's how we're going to cover the surrounding cities. I mean, are you okay with creating a Facebook and running the ads for that, or is that something you don't want to do at all?
Yeah, I'm going to create it later. I don't have anything going for that right now, but I can create it.
Yeah,
I've created a website and all that stuff. So, and is that part of all this maintenance stuff? Do you guys mess with my website or?
Great question. So we can create a website for you, like with, you know, as far as your website, we don't mess with your website. We can't, because that's your, you see what I mean? You created that, that's yours. What we can do, if you like, and it's an option you have, we can include a website at no additional cost, right? So if you want us to build one for you and then take that over and manage it and took pictures and everything so that way you're not doing it yourself, we can
no,
do that.
No, I've already spent way too much time and money doing the website I had.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons I didn't really offer at the beginning, because I know how much time you took. Kate was telling me that you guys were working on that website and so forth. So I was like, yeah, you know. But as far as the Facebook, so what we do, right, is in order for you to get ranking in and to have a better online presence, we create a Facebook business page with you or for you. Then what we do is we manage that Facebook listing for you and create ads for you as well, right? So you wouldn't even have to create it. We would get with you on that, create it for you, and then obviously you would have the credentials and everything to that Facebook listing, right?
Okay.
Right, so, okay. Give me 1 second. Let me just put this in.
And this is a month-to-month thing, right? It's not like a year contract or whatever?
No. So there's no long-term contracts. I mean, we do ask you to stay with us for at least 3 months to see the results in programming, right? But you can cancel at any time. We're not asking you to marry us. You know, at the end of the day, we have to keep you on a on a month-to-month basis for the most part. You know, it's, you know, obviously if you're not seeing results, you're going to stay with our business, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, if things change or whatever, I still get to keep access to the Facebook and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Everything that we do for you, you're going to get to keep. Yeah, we are. You know, we're just your chauffeur. You're hiring us to manage things for you, but you're the owner, and that's what I love compared to other services. You know, like for example, all the reviews you guys have on like you know, HomeAdvisor and stuff like that, they keep that, unfortunately, right? With this, you know, any reviews you have on Google, you're the owner of your Google Business Profile. So 100%, everything that we create for you, you're going to keep 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you truly fix my Google profile thing, you will be my savior, and it's well worth whatever you charge me. So.
Well, we'll make sure we do that. So I'm going to read. Yeah, go ahead.
You have no idea how much time I've spent on the phone.
I know.
How many people I've somehow spoken to very nicely.
Yeah.
And then other people maybe not so much, because the people at Google, the ads, they'll tell you, they'll help you with all that, but you have to pay for more ads, and then you just sit in this circle jerk, and then by the end of it, nothing's happened, and I've wasted days to get nowhere, so.
Yeah, and I, you know, that's, I've been here for 7 years, and I've been hearing that mostly for the past 2 years. Before that, it was much simpler, and Google decided.
Googled it. I've looked all over the internet, and tons of people have the same problem.
It's huge.
But it's like Google runs the whole fucking world. Like, if they have control of that, we have no way to create a business and be a. I mean, if people can't Google you, people don't think you're legitimate, and then I'm nothing.
So, you know, it's good to talk to a business owner. Doug, do you go by Douglas, or can I call you Doug?
It doesn't matter. Most people call me Doug. Usually, if I'm going by Douglas, I'm in trouble with the family.
That's the same way. My name is Christian, and when I go, everybody calls me Chris. So when my wife says Christian, or, you know, my parents when I was a kid, I'm like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. But anyhow, so
My brother's name is Christian, and but my uncle's name is Chris, so we never call him Chris. We've always called him Christian. Just the same as my grandpa's name is Doug, so nobody in my family calls me Doug because that's my grandpa's name.
Got it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I just do it out of respect. You know, I definitely respect all, you know, like just what people want to be referred to, but or called, right? Especially, you know, if we're trying to shorten the name. But anyhow, the whole point is it's good to talk to a business owner that actually understands and values it. A lot of business owners, they don't really understand how marketing works, especially now, this day and age. Everybody has it on their phone. So if you're not appearing or you're not, you know, not being programmed to come up as a topic in adoption, there's a lot of opportunities you're losing, right? And, you know, it's good to understand that. But, yeah, Google's making it very tough for people to get verified. A lot of suspended accounts. It's insane. So, you know, this whole week, it's beyond belief. We do this every year. I'm getting slammed, like, multiple phone calls, you know, left and right to help people out. So, yeah, we could definitely do that without a doubt. You'll definitely see success.
Real quick, because I'm reading, and I just want to – we talked about it just a little bit. So, and you guys will help make sure that my – I show up in Google and
yep.
when people are in, it targets certain zip codes in certain counties
yep.
so that
yep,
I'm not showing up for, you know, people Google appliance repair, I'm not showing up for Seattle and, you know what I mean? Like
100%, yeah, no. We're going to do target, this is target marketing. Yeah, we don't want to have you show up where you don't want to be shown, you know, it just, it doesn't make
sense. We're right, okay. No, that'll be awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll stop asking a million questions.
No. I don't care. I want you to fully understand what this is all about, because at the end of the day, if you don't understand it, then what's the whole point, right? So, you know, it's okay with me, and it's completely fine. Okay, so we got a couple things to do. I have to collect payment, but I don't know if it's going to the 102 Cavan Court or is it going to the other address?
For the, are you talking the billing address?
billing address, yeah.
I've changed addresses with everything so many times to try and get this Google thing figured out. So we're gonna shoot with the 127 Michelle.
All right, no problem. Let me just put that in here real quick. Because as far as the profile is different, and the billing is a completely different thing. So I'll type that in, Avenue North, and then we're at 201. Okay. And then we're going to do Eatonville.
And then so with this onboarding thing, we're getting on the we're getting on the phone with Google together on Monday. Is that what's happening? Or
yes.
The tech, not you, but...
Yeah, the tech, yeah, exactly. So the tech's going to reach out to you. They're going to cross the T's, dot the I's, everything. All the information I have just asked you, they're going to verify, and they're going to do the homework before calling you. And then, yeah, they're going to get on a phone call to get you verified through Google.
Okay. Yeah, and then if there's anything I need to change,
absolutely.
I'm willing to change it, whether I need to change addresses or whatever. I just need to know that stuff.
We'll take care of it. Not an issue. Okay. So I got that address there already. Is the card under both of you guys' names or your name only?
It's under my name.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll put Douglas. All right, Douglas. Okay, so is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. So I'll repeat those numbers to you for accuracy, and then I'll collect the expiration month, year, and the security code.
Okay. So it can be 4733.
Okay.
671-0043-0185.
Got it. Okay, I'll repeat that to you for accuracy. Let me know if it's correct. I got 4733-671-0. I got 430185. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
11 of 29.
Okay, gotcha. And then the security code?
012.
Okay. All right, so I got that there. And then it's going to ask you, we're asking you for a security question. You can choose from any of the three. So either you or, when you or Kay call in or we call you, you know it's us. Because there's a lot of companies out there, I just want to be clear. You get to choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think would be best? City you were born in? Okay. So what city was that?
Auburn.
Okay. I'm sorry. It cut off there for a little bit. I couldn't hear it.
Auburn.
Auburn. Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Okay. I got it. Okay. All right. So I got that there. So, if we call you and you're like, hey, they're trying to another company trying to ask you for more money, and they're saying we're the low local splash, because that happens, right? There's a lot of call centers in different countries. Just they'll know what your security question is and the security answer as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for your security. Okay, now I got everything pretty much done here. I just need to read what's called a 90-second voice verification, and this is just to cross the T's and dot the I's so you know what you're going to get with this, okay? If you have any questions during that, you can always say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? And I'll be able to clarify anything for you that I go over. All right, I'll pull it up now. Okay, here we go. All right, so it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rainier Appliance Repair, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And it says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Douglas Taylor, the owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you an authorized user, or excuse me, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. Douglas, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do have our 877 number. You'll receive that here in the next few minutes here. But our toll-free number is 877. I'll also text it to you as well. You'll receive your welcome email. All right. So it is 877-635-6225, and you can call in and speak to a live rep. So you might get a phone call from that number, just so you know. Okay. Now, it does say as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may be receiving calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. So that's why we provided you that security question, you know, to make sure you know it's us. Okay. So just letting you know that. And then for the verification process for your Google Business Profile, so Google might request a couple of things, business license, proof of insurance. They might ask for, you know, just different things to verify. Are you okay with providing that to Google?
Yeah, I already provided all that to them, and they still...
Well, they might ask for it again, so... Okay. All right, thanks for clarifying that. All right, so your payment for initial account setup will be charged today, and today's day is the 9th of January, and it's at the discounted amount of $2.99. So, once again, we do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement. Once again, it's just to get the programming. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support and speak to a representative, okay? So that's pretty much it for as far as the process. I did send the invitation. I don't know if you guys were able to receive that that calendar invite for the
demo. Yeah, I got all your emails you just sent.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. So I got everything here pretty much down. The client onboarding call is going to be on Monday, and it's going to be at, I believe, 8:30 we agreed on. If anything changes from now to then, or you guys can't take the phone call, just reach out to me, or you can send me a text message, and I'll send you my contact information right now. Like my, I sent it to Kay, but I'll send it again to you, to that number, so that way you guys can have it. And if anything changes, we can always, you know, push back or reschedule your onboarding call. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Doug. Is there any other questions you have or any other concerns before I get off the phone with you and?
Listen. No, you are good. I really appreciate it.
No worries. I'm glad I was able to help you. Thanks for, you know, giving us the opportunity to work with you. And once again, I appreciate you guys answering the call, because sometimes people say, call back, and they never do. So appreciate that, okay? You enjoy the rest of your day and have a good weekend, and we'll talk on Monday at 8:30.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug. Talk to you soon. Bye. Yep.